Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Finding You with Marvin Rome. We have another special New Year's episode just for you. Strap up, hold on tight, and don't let go. It's your Finding You team today, right here on New Year's Day, another day of being thankful and grateful for your life. And as always, we begin with the empowerment pledge, and that pledge is I will work on myself. I will work on my issues, my concerns, my hurts, and my pains. And this year, I will, with support and assistance, strive to develop the tools necessary for me to become a better person. I will welcome growth within myself this whole year, working on myself to becoming the best person I can be today, each day, every day, one day at a time. And without further delay, from our Harrisonburg studios, it's my main man, Stan Macklin. Stan, how are you?
Stan Macklin is fresh and new and in the house. Ready
for
another episode. Hey, it's our first episode of January the 1st, 2014. Can you believe it?
That's right. I can't believe it, man. It's here.
Yeah, it is. We're ready.
Yep, we're ready. So thank you very much, as usual, for participating with me on this show, Finding You with Marvin Rowan. Today, our topic is going to be New Year's and New Year's resolutions. And so we're going to start out talking about how you can get your year started, motivated, inspired, empowered to become the best person that you could be. What are you going to do to change? How are you going to change your game up? Are you going to do the same thing you did last year, and you can get ready, get set, go on doing the same things that you did last year, doing the same things that didn't work so well for you possibly, doing some things that you know you don't need to do? But if you got some goals, if you got some dreams, and you got some aspirations, there's some steps that you could take to become motivated and inspired to become the best person that you could be, to meet your goals and to become that person that could be an example for others to follow. So we're going to start out with some tips and kind of share some ideas on how we feel that you could begin your New Year's and become consistent at meeting your goals. What you got, Stan?
Well, it's a brand new year. You know that. It's fresh. And the beautiful thing about it is it's something that does happen every year. But there's so much of the details that go on in the course of a year that a lot of people just don't make it.
Mm-hmm.
And there may be somebody that's listening today that they had a little bit too much last night and they don't feel so good. They kind of have carried over from 2013, all the problems and the despair, whatever they were doing to try to swish it away, drink it away, it just didn't work. And they're down in the dumps. Well, I want you to know, today is the first day of a brand new year. You can just flush all that away, let it go. Now, of course, if you did something drastic, there's always consequences to those drastic actions.
That's right.
It's a new beginning. It's a new beginning. And you have to focus your mind on that mindset that it is actually, in living reality, a new beginning. By the fact that you have breath in your body, by the fact that you're living into this first day of a brand new year, it's a total new beginning. And you have to assess, you have to analyze, what do you want that new beginning to consist of?
That's right.
Why? Because it's an opportunity. It's an opportunity. It's an opportunity for you to do something new. What do you think about that, Brother Rome? An opportunity to do something new. Something that they never had before.
Yeah. Definitely opportunity. And you have to be able to be at a place in your life where you have to make some decisions about what you want to be and how
mm-hmm.
you want to get to where you want to be and achieve those goals and aspirations and dreams that you have in your heart and in your mind to do. And a lot of times we're held down, but the reason why we're held down is because we don't have a plan. We don't have a path and a consistent method or procedure for doing things. So we go at it. Go ahead.
We need to talk about that. A plan, I heard you say.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't have a plan.
No, most people don't go into the New Year's with a plan. They go in with an idea.
Okay.
And ideas have to be followed with detailed plans about what you're going to do step by step, and you have to be consistent in implementing the plan to make it work.
So, in other words, the plan helps you to have a fresh start.
Yeah. Yes.
And if you will adhere to the details of that plan, it can be executed to perfection?
To perfection.
Well,
and
let me mention
it
to you now. Let me throw you a curveball now.
All right.
Obama had a plan. It's called Obamacare. And when it was, and when it came out, oh, my God.
Well, the plan was good, but it was the execution of the plan. And so the people, again, we talked about this before, is the accountability for the project, that the people who worked on that project wasn't accountable to it.
Mm.
It wasn't. I mean, he did his part. He said exactly what he felt was going to happen. But every step needs to be covered. And somehow the ball was dropped. So he's taking accountability for that. But we all know by just listening to the concept, it's a great idea for covering people that need coverage.
2 million are currently signed up.
But he didn't drop the ball by himself.
Right. Right.
It's like the quarterback can have the ball in his hand, football fans, and then once he throws the ball, the rest is on the receiver to catch the ball.
It's out of his hands.
It's out of his hands.
So you got to have a plan.
Yeah.
And I just want to ask the audience, do you have a plan? What's your plan for this new year? If you don't have a plan, in a sense you do have a plan, and that is a plan to fail. Why? Because
yes, indeed,
you don't have patience of anything fresh, anything new, anything that's, as we said earlier, the opportunity to do something new. Now, you can say, well, it's just a psychological perspective of psyching myself out that we're into a brand new year. Literally, it really does have an effect. You know, last year we had a plan, Brother Ron.
Mm-hmm.
It was called the Year of what?
Unfoldment.
I tell you, that was a plan. It was almost a master plan. There was so much, at one time, there was so much unfolding. I couldn't keep up with it all.
Yeah.
Just the things that took place in a significant way. I could think of one major thing right here in this city was the street renaming, which is now officially, today, recognized as the Martin Luther King Jr. Way. That took place.
All right.
It did. And with a group of citizens last New Year's Eve, we embraced the MLK Jr. Way with candles, and we embraced that new way. And it's amazing. But we had a plan. The plan was executed, and that idea was turned into reality. And so you may have something. It could be in the area of most people, what they have a tendency to take on is losing some weight. Or it could be to better your career. It could be the new house or whatever. But if you don't have a plan, nothing's going to happen. It's just not going to happen. So you have the opportunity for a fresh start. Where do you go from here?
Mm-hmm. I think the first thing you have to do is establish a goal. You got to know what you want. And you have to be sure you really want it. A lot of people, what we do is we want things, but we don't want to do the work. We don't want to take the steps. We don't want to go through the process. Everything is a process. Everybody have to understand that everything in life is a process. It's a step-by-step procedure that you have to follow. So if you want to lose weight, you have to be consistent. You have to first, in my concept, you got to make a covenant agreement with yourself.
Okay.
That covenant agreement is a bonding, unbreakable agreement. You can't lie to yourself. And you have to be consistent at working on that. You got to really want to change. You got to desire it. You got to use the energy and the spirit and the focus to be determined to change. And if you can't do that, you're going to fail like we always do every year. No
so
plan.
What do? Do you take on, like, okay, I'm going to start with, I want to lose 10 pounds. I want to lose 10 pounds. Or
mm-hmm.
do I want to lose 20 pounds. You have to set something. You have to have something that you like to see take place. Am I right
mm-hmm.
about that?
Yeah. Yeah. But you got to start with that first pound. And see, that's why we get it wrong. It's every day. The process, what happens is people lose it by the third day. Even today, people who made their goals are going to go and do the same thing they used to do.
Hmm.
They're going to do the same things. So it's each day. And if you can sit inside of each day and say, this is my goal for today. Now, you can have your overall goal, but it works inside of itself to begin to allow you to achieve the goal.
Okay. Okay.
One
so
day
you,
at a time.
Right. You actually have to do it. You have to take the initiative to
mm-hmm.
make that goal become reality, to make that goal.
Yeah.
So that's something that becomes an absolute reality in life. Now, I heard a man say yesterday, the question was asking him, said, what's your New Year resolutions? He said, well, really, I don't have any. I don't set any. And then, the person followed him and said, well, why don't you? He said, well, because if I don't send any, then I don't have to worry about breaking them. I never heard it quite like that.
Wow.
You don't have to worry about breaking them if you don't set them.
That's true, but that's a cop out. That's the easy way out. That's the easy excuse for not doing anything.
Okay. It's an excuse. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you don't want to fail, you don't have to try.
Okay. There again, goes back again to the initiative, not taking the initiative to do something.
Mm-hmm. But it also takes action. And you know, faith without works is dead. It's the works part. It's the doing part. It's your daily actions and activities. And if you really want it, you have to do the things necessary every day to achieve your goal. You have to make a commitment. Along with that covenant I talk about, because when you commit to yourself fully and say, you know what, I'm in it for me, not my wife, not my friend, not my boyfriend, not anyone else. I'm focused on me.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to put forth that effort every day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about New Year resolutions, and if you're out there and you're wondering what it could be, or I don't have one, or you need some help in terms of how to set a systematic way of working toward your New Year goals, feel free to give us a call here on Finding You. That's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
Give us a call, 646-716-4702, and we'll be more than glad to accommodate your phone call. Just push that 1, and we'll definitely know that you're on the line, and we'll give you space to talk about this New Year resolution. Some people say turning a leaf. I just needed to turn a leaf.
Hmm.
Same thing, wouldn't you say?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But you got to do it. We fail, and many people fail because they don't do things consistently. It's 3 days and out. Some people may make a week, and if you're real good, you may get 2 weeks in. And if you're really, really trying hard, you might get three. And if you're exceptional, you may make a month. And then you go right back to the same things.
Well, why do you think that they don't carry through? What happens is they become stressed?
It's a mindset. You have to change your mindset. You have to get the old habits replaced with new thoughts and new ideas about what you need to do to achieve your goal. And that's a part of your plan. You have to do things differently, but you also have to think differently. You have to have a completely new change in your way of thinking and your mindset, and you have to be consistent at that new way of thinking that overrides the old ways and old habits.
So what
we're dealing with is habits.
That's right, because they say after 2 weeks it does become a habit. So you have to be consistent.
Yeah, oh, that's a big one.
In terms of an awareness of what it is that you want to see changed in your life, and you have to work at it.
Yeah.
You have to work at it. Well, now, okay, you accomplished that goal. Where do you go from there?
Then you establish a new goal. But you always, once you achieve that goal, then it's maintenance. Because what happens is, say you achieve your 20 pounds, right? And then you go back to doing the same old things, which will help you gain that 20 pounds again. Whatever your program is working, if you want to gain weight, you see? If you want to get that 20 pounds back, then go do the same thing you used to do, and that's what we do. So when we achieve our goals, what we do is then we regress and we go backwards and we do the same things we used to do, which gains the weight for us again. What we have to understand is there's two modes of operation that I'm understanding now. One is the striving to get there, and there's some things that you do there. But once you achieve your goal, what we have to understand is we have to go into maintenance mode. That means we have to maintain where we are. And a lot of times, and what I talk about in business is, a lot of people, even in setting personal goals, when you go out to strive, say you're going up a hill, and you know some cars you have to shift down into a lower gear just to get up the hill. But what we do is once we get over top of the hill and got through that challenge, then we stay in that same low gear, and we don't shift out. We don't make the adjustments. And so you have to make the transition from going up the hill mode into we're past the hill and now we can switch back down into a gear that won't rev our engine so high. And so I said that to say that we have to be able to have a maintenance plan as well. Once you get there, you achieve week one, then you maintain where you are and you don't go backwards. You don't do the same things you used to do that got you in the situation that you're in. It always leads to failure.
So in a sense, it's literally establishing a foundation of building blocks.
Yes.
A foundation of building blocks. Block one can be the initial attitude, because your attitude determines your altitude. Having a mindset that I can do this.
Yep.
I can do that. And we know from a biblical perspective, it says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. We call it empowerment. That's the stages of being empowered to make a difference within your own self. In a sense, finding you.
Exactly.
And so just because you get the one building block in place, you don't stop there. You add to it or you build upon what you laid already.
Yep.
It seems so easy the way we say it, the way we make it sound. It seems like this is just like ABC. But there's everything in between, and there's definitely the XYZ. And there's, I'm sure there's somebody that's out there that's listening that's saying, oh, yeah, you guys, you make it sound so simple. But it's not like that. It's not like that.
You know why it's easy? Because it's a practice.
Okay.
And every team, every organization, every system that works on something, they always do what? They practice. Bands practice. Football teams practice. Baseball teams practice. All good teams and all good individuals. Even Tiger Woods, he's an individual sport, but he practices. And that practice builds that mental muscle in your mindset, and you have to continue to be become determined to reach your goal. It's not just going to happen. You have to do some things. And so you have to practice every day. You practice every day working on yourself. You practice every day working on your weight loss goal. You practice every day working on your business plan. You practice every day working on your business. You have to do it every day.
Now,
you
got to
put time in.
Now, the initial practice versus the conditioning of the mind, which takes precedent?
Well, they work together. All things work together. That mind has to be stimulated. It has to be challenged. It has to be conquered and overcome through your
but
system. You have to have a system.
Habits? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You just have to have a system in place. And those systems that you set up, right, and that's part of what I do, is you have to have a system and a plan that works for you. What works for somebody else may not work for you based on your skill set and your habits and your abilities to demonstrate your strengths and to overcome your weaknesses.
Mm-hmm.
There
now,
are always
going to
be obstacles.
Now, I know as a business coach this is all good. This is great. But wonder if there is habits involved. You know, as they say, you can have a goal, but the devil is in the details.
Mm-hmm.
Habits can sabotage your reality.
Yeah. That's why the first step is you have to look at yourself. You have to be honest with yourself and ask yourself some questions. Do I really want to make this happen? How determined am I? Am I willing to do the work? Am I willing to be consistent every day? Am I willing to really question myself? Am I really willing to tell myself no about some things? Because you have to have courage in this process. You have to have courage to say no. And people don't like doing that to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
If you really want to change, you really got to challenge yourself.
That's true. That's so true. Because, I mean, like, I've never seen, I mean, just haven't paid to it because it's the first of the year. There's so many commercials on that's dealing with weight and exercise and this power exercise and everything like that. You know, some of it can be propaganda, too, especially
mm-hmm.
in this area. If you're just weak, you're weak. I'm sure there's somebody, like I said, they're weak. They felt that they would try to party away their challenges, their concerns, their problems, and here they are. They find themselves on January 1st, 2014, still in that same condition, and they don't know what to do. Of course, that's why we're here, finding you. But
mm-hmm.
a lot of people are just weak.
Yeah.
They're weak, and they don't know what to do. How can a person be revived to reality in a situation like that?
Well, to me, that reality begins with the question that we begin every show with. Are you willing to work on yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Are you really willing to do the work? Are you really willing to challenge yourself to let go of some ways?
No.
Are you really willing to push yourself forward past where you are? Because some of us get comfortable, and we're okay with things just the way they are.
Mm-hmm.
So we make no progress.
Go ahead
with your question.
Well, you know, you open up every program with what is called the Empowerment Pledge.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that you do that?
It's a reminder. It starts with I will work on myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm reminding myself every day along with the audience that every time we come on the show, I will work on myself. And that's a part of that process that I was telling you about. So if I am working at that mindset consistently, telling myself over and over again I'm working on me, that begins to become the foundation for change. Because you have to be able to acknowledge some things.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's part of that foundation.
So it's really taking a look in the mirror,
yep.
looking at yourself.
Yes.
Which will focus on you in terms of finding you
yes.
to make a difference concerning you.
Exactly.
That makes sense.
Eloquently stated, my brother. Mm-hmm. Eloquently stated.
Well,
and that's what finding you is all about.
And that's why we're here. We're here to help you. Now, this is the beginning of a brand new year, and of course we want to give you some handles, some tools on making a difference, turning a leaf, having an opportunity to do something new in your life. It's a new beginning, a brand new year.
Mm-hmm.
And we want you to know that we're here for you, but we can't do it for you.
Right.
I think that's so important. So many times people are looking for enablers.
Mm-hmm.
Enablers, when they have to be willing to enable themselves to make a difference. And there's nothing like a fresh start. And I think that one of the key components of a fresh start is that even though this is a smack fresh, brand new year, a new year that hasn't been experienced before because history is unfolding each and every minute, hour of this brand new year, we have the opportunity to grasp hold of this change.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do that and be consistent in that, it will allow you to experience growth in your life. And
yeah.
I think that's so important.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's so true. You talked about tools. And they're just five tools that I like to promote and start with. And it's gratitude, forgiveness, balance, focus, and faith. And I start each day with gratitude. And I want to suggest that we all do that, to be thankful for the things that we have, thankful for our lives, thankful for our families, thankful for the things that you do have. And then practicing forgiveness. You got to let some things go, man. And sometimes it's not forgiving that blocks us in another area in our lives. It's like having a shackle on or having one of those big balls and chains carrying around because you haven't forgiven yourself or other people for things that happened 10 or 15 or 20 years ago. And that creates the balance. This gratitude and this forgiveness begins to create humility. And it humbles us. It helps us to create balance that we can begin to focus on those things. It's kind of like being on a tightrope, and you're focusing on the next step. It's not to the left. It's to the right. It's right in front of you. And you have to be able to keep that balance and focus on where you're going. And the last piece is walking in faith. You have to believe in yourself. Also, you have to believe in a higher power, but in this concept for just a moment, you have to be able to know that you're here for a purpose, and you have to be able to believe in that. You have to become very grounded in who you are, loving and respecting yourself, and walking in the faith that you came here to do a mighty work that needs to be done, and you have to challenge yourself to get there, complete the task, do what you need to do.
You know, that's so powerful what you said, those five steps there, because just listening to that, an individual can literally sabotage their existence.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean when I say that is you can hinder your progress and your growth because you can create, I call them monsters of the mind, of subconscious mind, who can literally haunt you in your present reality. Wow.
That's right.
Good program, brother. I tell you, man, this is really wonderful today.
Yeah. Thank you. Another great job. Take us home, Stan. We got about 40 seconds. Give us what you got.
Your new year can be a new beginning. It can be the start of a brand new you, and it can affect not only your life but those around you if you'll take that initial first step. Take advantage of your opportunity to do something new.
There it is. There you have it. Another New Year's episode of Finding You with Marvin Rone and my co-host Stan Macklin. Tune in again next Wednesday at 3 p.m. for another exciting episode of Finding You. Tell your friends, this show is a great show for helping people help themselves. So we'll talk to you next week. Do something great. Inspire someone. Love on yourself and be peaceful. Thanks, people.